If you're wondering what you can get up to, let's find out with Jeff Aleph.
Thanks, Amy. Good morning. It's going to be a cooler day today. A 15-degree high predicted, the wind out of the west for most of the day. Peninsula Ramblers, the hike today, Camel Rock and the Enchanted Forest. Meeting at 8 a.m. at the Constantia Neck Car Park. You'll head up the first stairway to Eagle's Nest, then some scrambling to get to Camel Rock, onto De Villiers Dam. You'll skirt the dam and head towards the Enchanted Forest. There's lots to see there, some beautiful rock formations and flora, and that's before heading back to the start. About 4 to 5 hours. It is expected to be a strenuous hike with some scrambling as well as some exposure thrown in. And peninsularamblers.org.za is the group's website. Just a heads up, break-ins yesterday at Silvermine Nature Reserve in the parking. So as always, please don't leave any valuables in view inside your motor cars. Some questions regarding Musenberg. The surf schools are running with strict COVID protocols. Surf Emporium have a good schedule of beginner courses on offer. They've got board rentals. They offer short-term rentals of 90 minutes. So you can get a nominal extension fee as well for every hour. They also offer daily and weekly rentals. So they've got a selection, a huge one. Over 250 surfboards. They're mainly the classic Spider Murphy shapes, and certainly worth going and checking them out if you wanting to get involved with the sport of surfing. Some updates for animal lovers, wildlife lovers. 3 months ago, two rewilded cheetah were reintroduced to a private game reserve in the Northern Cape through a joint initiative between Ashia Cheetah Conservation as well as the Endangered Wildlife Trust and Botley's Corp Private Game Reserve. The park an interim rewilding reserve until they're hunting properly and ready for release into a reserve further north. The great news, the two cats are now successfully hunting, and they are really getting into it, and mainly impala. They've been raised from cubs without parents to teach them, so it's just been amazing to see how their instincts have started to kick in. Just some interesting facts: along with the obvious exceptional speed and ability to chase, cheetahs also have incredible daytime vision. They can spot prey up to 5 kilometers away, and they've also got a 210 degree field of view compared to our 140 degree view. They've got adapt in their cells, and the retina allows them to have much more of a panoramic view without needing to move their eyes and head as much. So they're certainly phenomenal creatures. And finally, staying in the wild, yesterday was World Rangers Day. The challenges that the men and women of all different races and religions face are often immense, and sadly, as poaching syndicates get bigger, many rangers pay the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty. In the past 12 months, 86 rangers have died across the African continent. The CEO of the Game Rangers Association of Africa, Andrew Campbell, addressed the rangers, and here's a short part of his address.
It really is impressive to see the amount of momentum that World Ranger Day has got these days, and see all the individuals and organizations that support us. My wish this year is that they continue to support rangers, not only today, but for the rest of the year. The theme for this year, as you guys know, is ranger safety and well-being, and it's something that really needs improvement. We need a concerted and a coordinated effort to improve the working conditions of rangers across the globe, and for us, obviously focused on improving them in Africa. And we ask that you join us in this quest as we try to improve ranger safety and well-being in a manner which they deserve.
That was Andrew Campbell, and that's where we leave it today. I'll be back again next Saturday.